Father, we just thank you and praise you for this church.
Amen.
Thank you, it's Faith Chapel and not Doubt Chapel. Hallelujah. We thank you for the faith in this room tonight. Faith that can remove mountains. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you that you are the author of our faith. You are the finisher of our faith. Holy Ghost, I yield myself to you right now to speak through me as your oracle, that God, through Jesus Christ, will be glorified in this place. Lord, I decrease that you would increase within me. And I'm quick to give you the praise, glory, and honor for everything that happens tonight. I thank you for healing people tonight, healing bodies in Jesus' name, delivering people from bondage. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I just thank you. Have your way. It's your service, Lord. It's your time. And we just yield ourselves to you as living sacrifices, wholly acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. We're not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And that's that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. Thank you and praise you for this church, Lord. It'll never be the same. Hallelujah. It hasn't been the same since the last time we were here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have an expectancy to go from glory to glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Wow, I'm blessed I could go home. I just get blessed by praying. I get blessed by reading the Word. I get blessed by praising God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I really get blessed when I see people get saved.
Amen.
Acts chapter 4, very familiar scripture with a lot of us in the Word of Faith camp. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 23. Acts 4, verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. When they had heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David hath said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. And they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
So when I preached at our church 3 weeks ago, the Holy Spirit told me, and I just looked at that verse there, and when they had prayed, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And then they spake. We have 100 prayer groups at our church. You know, but a lot of people, prayer is the foundation.
Amen.
Prayer is important. I shared that last time. Prayer is the foundation of this ministry. But it's more than just praying. Amen?
Amen.
They prayed. When we pray, we should get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And when we get filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, amen?
Amen.
We should speak
right.
The Word of God with boldness. And it grieves my heart because I see so many prayer people. They pray all the time, but they never speak the Word of God with boldness. They get filled with the Spirit. They fall on the floor. They laugh. They run around the church. All these things are wonderful. I do them myself. Hallelujah. But I just got revelation of that. The Lord just showed me that a couple weeks ago. Praise God. When you pray, you get filled, and then you speak.
Amen?
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's pretty quiet in here tonight. Turn with me to John 4. John chapter 4. We've just had some awesome times at our church. I was sharing with some of my people today that in the last 2 weeks, we've led 3,900 souls to the Lord.
Amen.
In 2 weeks. We're living in the last days.
Yes, we are.
3,900 people. That's a lot of people to touch. That's not counting the ones we talked to and said they'd pray after they walked away from us. Amen? That's not counting all the families that got born again. When the person we led to Christ went home and told them what happened to them. Because a lot of people say, boy, I'm going to share that with my wife. I'm going to share it with my husband. I'm going to share it with my kids. Amen. Believe on the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved in thy house, it says in the Word of God. John chapter 4, verse 35. And Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying, one soweth, another reapeth. I sent you to reap that wherein you bestowed no labor, other men labored, and you are entered into their labors. Praise God forever. So we are in harvest time. Amen? Summertime. It's harvest time. Every day is harvest day. Every day. Every day is harvest day.
Amen.
I'm so blessed by the people that go out on the streets from our church. The people that came here, paid for their own air tickets,
yes,
hotels, buying their own food,
yes,
to win souls.
Glory.
See, that's not natural. Can you believe that? $450 each one of these people paid to come on this trip to win people to Jesus Christ? They took a day of vacation today. I tell you, they're on fire, that's why.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Isn't that amazing? I mean, that's not normal. That's supernatural. Like I shared, it's not really normal to the world to give 10% or more of their money to church.
Amen?
Amen. It's not normal to go to church 3 times a week.
Amen.
To the world I'm talking about. Hallelujah. It's not normal to give a car to someone you don't even know. It's not normal to stand. I was talking to a sister at our church the other day. She's standing in line, the Holy Ghost. There was a family in front of her, and they had a bunch of kids. And they tried right now to using a credit card, and it wouldn't take it. This lady from our church says, God just said, pay for the groceries. It's not normal to do that to total strangers.
Amen.
It's not normal to pay $450 and fly on an airplane, get no sleep. Amen?
Amen.
And come and share the love of God with people. But you know, the principle is, given it shall be given. These people will be given back to, pressed down, shaken together. They already did. I mean, we received part of that blessing already. They fed us. Jesus said, feed my sheep, and then he takes around, turns around, feeds us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good. All the time. Watch out, Jacksonville. Hallelujah. God is not a respecter of cities.
Amen.
We, we went up to a little city called Wilmer, Minnesota.
Yes.
It's got a few liquor stores, you know. Most cities do. Whether they have 100 people in them, there's usually a gas station and a liquor store there.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
But see, this is a filling station here.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A lot of Christians got a lot of gas, but they never go. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I just got back from Germany last Friday. I mean, it's such an honor to serve God. Go to different countries, see how blessed you are when you go to a different country. We're so blessed in America. I mean, I saw more Mercedes-Benz and Porsches and or whatever they call them. Is it a Porsche or a Porsche or... BMWs. I drove an Audi 115 miles an hour on the Autobahn. There's no speed limits. It was fun. And people just drove right by me like I was standing still. So when I got back to Minnesota, it was kind of hard to just go 55 or 60 miles an hour. Hallelujah. Well, praise God, we can go 115 tomorrow on the street here.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, run the race.
Yes.
The world's in a rat race. Amen? The world's in a rat race today. Everybody's in a hurry to go no place fast. It always amazes me when I try to witness to someone and they tell me they're in a hurry and they're looking at their watch and they're looking down the street for the bus. And then I finally talk to them. They pray and pray with me and they stand there for 15 minutes after I lead them to the Lord and talk to me.
Amen.
They're not in a hurry no more. They're not worried about the bus. They're not looking at their watch. The devil tries to rob souls.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He does it all the time. All the time. Sometimes he tries to rob souls through one individual. You might run into a group of three. And there's one ringleader right there. It's amazing. And people look up to men. Well, if he ain't going to pray, I'm not going to pray. There's been many times in Minneapolis where I've asked people, would you like to pray? And they look at their wife. Would you like to pray? And if she says yes, they'll pray too. She says no. Nah, I don't want to hear it. It's amazing, the influence. There's influence in the world. You and I have an influence.
Amen.
Wherever we are. And you know, the Lord, every time I share about this, because there's so much follow-up, and God always confirms His Word with signs following. We're in Wilmer, Minnesota, which is about 115 miles from my house. And we're walking down the street, and I see someone down the street, and they're yelling at me from a distance. I couldn't recognize them at first. And they go, have you heard the good news? They said to me. And I looked at them, took my glasses off, because sometimes I can see better without them. And I look, and here's these people from Mitchell, South Dakota. Ron and Linda Parks pastor a church in Mitchell, South Dakota. It's called Word of Life Church. And I asked them, how far do you guys live from Wilmer? They said 225 miles. I said, well, I drove 115 miles west. You drove 225 miles southeast. And we ran into each other. Divine appointment.
Yeah.
They said, yeah, we're going to go to this Triumphant Life Church tomorrow. I said, well, I'll be preaching there. Isn't that amazing? Because less than 8 months before, I was at their church and they were walking on the streets just like we're going to be doing tomorrow with me.
Amen.
And then 8 months later, they're going to someone's high school graduation and they see these people from Minnesota walking around and here they got the tracks. They got their good news tracks in their pockets and everything. Isn't that amazing? So one of our workers, he leads this one guy to the Lord. And that was on a Saturday. Monday night, we have evangelism every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at our church. So 2 days later, have you ever heard of the Mega Mall? It's the biggest shopping center in the world, in the United States. I think it's the world now. Have you heard of the Mega Mall? Most women have. But anyway, we had some teams go out to the Mega Mall that night. And there was this one guy, his name was Bob Lutze. He doesn't go out with us, but he works different hours, so he goes out by himself. He's a bus driver and he's a motorcycle rider, and he's just, God delivered him from drugs, and he's just so anointed of God, and he's got the love of Jesus in his heart, and he's a soul winner.
Yes.
And I preached on a Wednesday night, and I was talking about follow-up, and you know, there was this one Muslim I led to the Lord 3 years ago, and he always invites us into his store down in South Minneapolis and lets us hand out tracts. He used to be a Muslim. I gave him a Bible and everything. So I went in there on a Tuesday beforehand, and I invited him to come to church. He goes, well, I got to work on Wednesday night. I can't come. You know? So then I had an altar call that night after the service. Anybody that believes they're called to the evangelist ministry, and this ex-Muslim walks up there. And I just wept in my heart because God just confirmed the word about follow-up.
Hallelujah.
And this guy came. He actually changed his schedule to come and hear me preach. So after this service, I mean, the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our... Yeah. Whew. So anyway, to make a long story short, like we say in Minnesota, Bobby Lutze was so excited, he comes up to me after the service. He goes, Pastor Nick, you got to hear what happened. I said, what do you mean, Bobby? What happened? Because I was talking about Wilmer, how 531 people got saved. And he says, I was at the Mega Mall on Monday, and I ran into this young man, and I walked up and said, can I give you some good news? And he said, I just prayed with somebody in Wilmer, which was 120 some miles west of the Mega Mall. But his girlfriend was with him, and she wasn't with him in Wilmer, and she got born again. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. One plants, one waters, but God gives the increase. But that's what I mean, we hear these testimonies time and time again. God just can... I guarantee you, I'm going to run into Tommy and whatever... Johnny, Jimmy, Amen?
Amen.
We'll run into them again in Jacksonville. I talked to a guy the other day. It was so funny. I was playing basketball with this, in fact, it was Pastor Mac Hammond's son. During our lunch hour, we went and we were shooting some buckets at our new church. We're really blessed. And I was talking to him, and I told him we're coming down to Jacksonville. He told me a few things that he used to do down here. I won't get into that. But he just said, I used to go down the landings down there, he said. Isn't that amazing? I said, praise God, that's where we went witnessing. Really, you guys are going down there? I said, yeah, we'll go down there again this weekend. But it was so neat. He knew exactly where we were going. He'd been here before. Now he's born again, Spirit-filled, Pastor Mac's son. You know, it's so awesome to see what God does. You labor not in vain in the Lord. You just continue to work and do what God tells us to do. And don't let the devil rob you. You know, you can get really excited about evangelism. We all should be excited about seeing some people getting saved. But we shouldn't lose that enthusiasm. It should be an everyday thing in our life. That no matter where we go, we can... You know, you just pray for a cue, like Pastor Lynn Hammond always says. Just look for your cue in prayer.